Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Well, I would like to thank all the devotees who worked to create such a sublime ambience for tonight's program and who served the deities so nicely and the devotees along with them. And I would like to thank Maharaj for his brilliant explanation of how Krishna expands himself, that might not be the best word, but he manifests himself as Balaram, who is Krishna, but as Balaram he gets to play a different role. Being very free, the life of the party. I think Maharaj has special realizations about this topic. Doesn't have to follow any rules or regulations. Just wanders freely here and there, as doing as he pleases. It's the life of the party. Balaram is the original guru. What does it mean to be a guru? A guru is one who has knowledge of God, of Krishna. And although Balaram is Krishna, but being the first expansion, as we say, of Krishna, he's the first to have knowledge of Krishna, outside Krishna.
Excellent point.
And another function of the guru is to serve the Lord, to serve Krishna. And so Balaram is Krishna's first servant. Once in Calcutta, Srila Prabhupada raised the question, what is the duty of the guru? And different disciples gave different answers. But Srila Prabhupada gave the simple answer that the duty of the guru is to serve Krishna. And the duty of the disciple is to assist the guru in his service to Krishna. And he gave the example that all the duties in the ashram are actually the guru's responsibility, ultimately as Krishna's servant. But the disciples perform the duties in the role of assistants to the guru, and Srila Prabhupada gave the example of cleaning the floor. That he's responsible to see that the floor is clean. Mandira marjanadu. But the disciples assist him, and thus they clean the floor. But the guru also trains the disciples even how to clean the floor. There are many stories. I mean, Prabhupada didn't have the opportunity to train many of his disciples in that type of personal service of cleaning, but he did train some. And on one occasion in Gorakhpur, it was a combination. It's like Balaram. Balaram is also very humorous and playful. Nityananda Prabhu is also very humorous. So both to instruct Kaushalya and to encourage her and maybe show a playful side of himself as well as a serious side, he got down off the Vyasasan and crouched on the floor where she was washing the floor and said, this is how you wash a floor. And, you know, he put the cloth in the bucket and he sort of divided the floor into areas, you know, and thoroughly did each area. And he told her that she should use enough water, not like a bird taking a bath, but she should use enough water. So, yeah, Mandira Marjana. So that is the guru's function, and Lord Balaram is the original guru. And of course, we hear this phrase, Ahituki Kripa, causeless mercy. We cannot do anything that we can say earns mercy. By definition, mercy is a gift bestowed upon a fortunate recipient. That mercy by definition means it's not earned by you, but it is bestowed upon you. And the guru also has that function. Lord Balaram does it, and especially in his form as Nityananda Prabhu, he was just going here and there, bestowing mercy on whoever fell down before him. Let's mention that anyone who fell down before Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu would give mercy. So that's really our only qualification, if you want to call it that. We just fall down before Lord Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu, or any bona fide manifestation of their service or function, and they will give mercy. And that mercy strength, yes, Balaram gives spiritual strength. And in one discussion, Srila Prabhupada said strength means intelligence. So yes, physical strength is one thing, but he gives intelligence or spiritual intelligence how to progress on the path of devotional service. And so that mercy, spiritual strength, includes knowledge of Krishna and detachment from everything that is unfavorable to Krishna consciousness. So often we hear the phrase jnana vairagya. These two words are often juxtaposed. So jnana, he gives spiritual knowledge, spiritual strength, spiritual knowledge, and detachment. And therefore, so many of our acharyas pray to Lord Nityananda to free them of material attachment. When I am freed from material attachment, then I will be able to see Sri Vrindavan Dham. And Raghunath Das Goswami was born in such a wealthy family. His uncle and father were like kings. He's so wealthy and had a beautiful wife. And he wanted to escape them, to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he could never escape. But finally, when he went to Panihati and observed the Chiradayu festival on the request of Nityananda Prabhu, then he got Lord Nityananda's mercy that he would become free from the shackles of family life. And it came to be that very soon thereafter he was able to escape. Of course, Raghunath Das Goswami showed a very extraordinary degree of renunciation. We cannot imitate him. And, most devotees find themselves in the Grihastha Ashram. But even within the Grihastha Ashram, one can be detached and fixed on Krishna. In fact, before Raghunath Das Goswami escaped from home, he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the idea of leaving the family. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "No, don't be a crazy fellow. But go back home and outwardly you act as a very expert businessman, but internally you remain detached and think of Krishna." So this this is really special mercy. That whatever situation one is in, one will be attached to Krishna internally, relish with mellows of service to Krishna, and externally perform one's duty. And one's duty will vary, at least externally, according to one's position and varna and ashrama, but ultimately our duty is to serve Krishna. But we cannot serve Krishna directly, so we assist our guru who is serving Krishna, and ultimately that process is going back all the way through the line to Lord Balaram, who is the original spiritual master. So it is so wonderful that all of you nice devotees have come here, especially my two dear god brothers here and god sister, to encourage their bestowal of mercy through Sankirtan. Through Sankirtan, they are more pleased and they give more mercy. So that mood of Sankirtan, chanting and hearing together, serving together in a cooperative mood, that pleases them very, very much. And therefore we all benefit by their mercy. In the material world, there's always competition, how to get ahead of my fellow, how to step on his head to reach higher. But in Krishna consciousness, it's the opposite. The more we become the servant of the servant of the servant, the more we advance, and the more we relish. And when all of us are in that mood of the servant, of the servant, of the servant, then our relationships become very congenial, and our service is performed very harmoniously. And Lord Balaram and Krishna and their associates are even more pleased, and they bless us with even more mercy. So we couldn't have done any of this alone. It's really the combined effort that has brought about such a nice program and put us in such a favorable position for receiving some sublime mercy. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any others? Nagapati Mataji.
Thank you for the wonderful lecture. I did read, and I can't remember quite, but that causeless mercy is the ability to follow the instructions of the spiritual master.
That's a good one.
That's something to remember.
Nice. So, okay. Should we pack some prasad for you?
Yeah, get back.
You want to just take prasad and then go? No,
I hate to eat all
that. Okay. Okay, so, Srila Hridayananda Maharaj. Hrid means heart, and Ananda means bliss. So his heart is always full of bliss of one sort or another. Means different moods of Krishna consciousness. But he has to leave now. Unfortunately, so I would request one of our devotees to pack a little prasad for him to take, and then we will. This is going to be hard because it said where the heart goes, the body follows. So.
I'll leave
my heart's going to be following you to the car, running down the driveway after your car. So.
I'll only go 5 miles an hour, though.
Well, if you're only going to go 5 miles an hour, I guess I can trust you on your own.